Black, stop playing with him.
People, it's Sauce Talk here, and this is a special episode. I got brought back a guest that I've had before, Leroy Ellison, AAU, I like to call him AAU extraordinaire, but nah, he runs the Easy Street Family AAU organization out in Morgantown. We just, you know, stopped by, just one of my good friends, and we chopped it up. So this is kind of like more like a, you know, not an interview, and so to speak, but just more of us just talking general, you know, saying, you know, youth basketball, you know, it's kind of like a recap of what happened with the All-Star Weekend, with the dunk contest and stuff like that. So it's just a nice little organic talk that for the, you know, listeners to enjoy. So enjoy that hour of the Sauce Talk. And see what, you know, I can bring to the table as far as, like, with my episodes, whereas it's not all going to be, like, standard questions, this, whatever, whatever. This is that barbershop talk that I kind of, you know, push with my, you know, advertisement of my podcast. So this is, like, you know, two homies sitting there just, you know, bullshitting, just talking sports, but in a fashion where I feel that y'all will enjoy. So I hope y'all enjoy this episode of Sauce Talk. Y'all have a good one. That's the thing. Patrick Mahomes was advertised and shopped around like he was a top 10 pick because of what he did in his pro day and the combine and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, he was on Colin Cowherd. He was on Pulling Up on First Take because they were like, have you seen this kid? But then they was like, well, who is he? They're like, well, he's the only kid to do for damn near 600 yards against Baker Mayfield. They're like, what? He outdo it. And then they show what, watch the West Virginia game and then some other games where he went for 400 or 500 yards. And they're like, well, he's a gunslinger. So it's like usually those guys that come from Mike Leach, that comes from those court, like Gandy, they're like, we've already seen the Zach Robinsons. We've seen the who's now the offensive coordinator up at West Virginia. What's his name? I don't forgot his damn name already. He was at Texas Tech, same offense and shit like that. But Holmes was different because this motherfucker could sit there and be an athlete. Yeah. He's a basketball player. Yeah. This man was a four-time Letterman, or like or All-State in four sports. Like baseball, basketball, football, and wrestling, I think. God, it was. Man. Okay?
That's tough.
Okay?
That's tough.
That's Pat Mahomes.
That's tough.
So he's not no pretty, you know, people are like, oh, he talks like Kermit the Frog. Yeah. Or look how he walks. Like, he's a athlete, football guy. Like, one of those guys where, like, oh, my finger bent back, but I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of those guys.
He's a gamer, too. Yeah. Like, and that's why I've always said I like kids that play multiple sports. Basketball, baseball, football, track, those type of sports. Like, play all them shit. I think that it makes well-rounded athletes. Look at Randy Moss. He was the same way.
Yep.
One state championship in four different fucking sports.
Mm-hmm.
That shit don't happen all the time.
Yep.
Those guys
are really right. That's why Jordan was so great. You know, Kobe's sitting there like, oh, you play baseball? Fuck, I didn't do that. Like, I play soccer, though. Like, so, I mean, like, you know, he's been around, you know, that's why the players.
Yeah, he was in the European
show. Yeah. Like, Chad Johnson, same thing. Chad Johnson was a football guy, football player, but he was multifaceted.
Right.
He was an athlete for swimming. He was an athlete for running track. He played, you know, soccer, you know, picked up soccer. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He's an athlete. So you got people like that. You can just Tyreek Hill, same thing. Mm-hmm. He can windmill dunk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like.
That's crazy. That nigga can windmill?
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
That motherfucker can win, man. That nigga can fly.
That's what I'm saying. Niggas are different, bro. Them niggas are different in the league, man.
Like, Tyreek Hill can fly. Odell can do some shit. Well, you know, he used to, you know, his knee fucked up now, but.
Myles Garrett got bounced.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody keeps saying, like, I heard somebody say, who was it? Navarro Bowman.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody was talking about, like, Zion, and all
did
that.
Did you see DK Metcalf Friday?
Oh, yeah, he was going off. I heard he was going off.
He was dunking. He was going coast to coast, too.
Because they said, yeah, shit that Zion Williamson do. They said, bro, we see niggas on the football field doing freaky shit like that all the time.
They're football players. they can't dribble. Like, Myles Garrett can windmill, can do shit like that. T.O. was a hooper, but like you said, these guys ain't got all the tools. You know what I'm saying? Like, back in the 80s, shoot, Barry Sanders was dunking.
It just wasn't
as coordinated. You know that dunk contest they had with Ken Griffey, Barry, had Michael Irvin. Like, they was all doing, like, backwards. Mm. Like, man. Who else was in that dunk contest? It was Barry Bonds was in it? Mm. Like, mm-hmm. Barry Bonds? That's tough. Big ass. Dunking.
They used to be world-class athletes, man.
They used to be fun. They need to do that again, man. That was They had some NBA players. They had some NFL players, baseball players. That was fun because there's still athletes all around that can do that. But, you know, people scared to hurt their brand or getting hurt or whatever like that. And it's just like, like they could have been. The NFL could have been had Tyreek, DK, Waddle. And, like, maybe a few others that are really fast that's in this league. Mm-hmm. And have an annual 100-yard dash to boost their league.
Oh, yeah.
Easy. Like that. Just like easy. Fuck a Pro Bowl. Get the fastest people in the league.
Who are the fastest? I see, like,
take them to a track. That could be make it big. Make people come to it.
League this year.
Bro,
league
do
that.
A four. Do it. They can do a 100, 200, and a 400.
Don't all this talking. I'm the fastest. No. Let's do this shit every year. Competition. Fast person in the league.
Kickers can participate. Punters.
Kick who? Longest kicker.
Longest kicks. Like,
that's the kind of shit I want to see.
Yeah.
At an all-star event. Or, like, you know, Pro Bowl event or some shit like that.
I want to see who the fastest, man. Like, y'all worried about a brand that much, like, that should have been like this, that should have been one of the things for this Pro Bowl thing. Mm-hmm. Line them up. They used to do a 40-yard dash sprint. They used to line them up, fast people in the league. Remember, the last one they did was when D'Angelo Russell or D'Angelo Hall was a rookie.
I would love to see the 100-yard meter on a football field.
That'd be dope.
End zone,
man.
Dog, you would really
Tyreek
see niggas
Hill,
speed.
Who is the
you
fastest?
Would really see niggas take off speed.
Man, that'd be dope, man.
Who can get out faster? Who can catch that motherfucker? You know what I mean? You see all that shit, man. That shit would be tough.
It'd be the fire. It would be.
See, but the way they would
each season that would be coming up after that, people would be sitting there talking about, like, who can we get 100 speed on Madden or
yeah, exactly.
Like who,
right.
They gonna get talked about who's the fastest guy in the league. What we've seen in the, you know what I'm saying, like there's new people getting drafted in, you know, you add a couple rookies with a couple people that you know the defending champ. It's a race. You know what I'm saying, like it's not gonna hurt nothing. It's not going to hurt a soul. I mean, I just don't understand, like, why couldn't they have not came up with that? Because you've had DK and Tyreek go back and forth on Twitter talking about, well, we're going to bet this, stuff like that. They're just waiting on the NFL to be like, here, let's put something together. Because they're not going to sit there and put that together themselves. No. Only type of organization we've seen like that was whenever KD and LeBron put together that flag football game.
I bet EA Sports.
Yeah.
Madden.
Yeah,
shit, you know what I'm saying.
Like I said, to me, I feel like
competing for Madden ratings or whatever. You know them niggas all heavy on that shit.
Yeah, to me, I feel exactly. Like I said, that would
young
be
motherfuckers in that joint like us.
Mm-hmm.
Get these motherfuckers ideas and shit because these old motherfuckers don't get it. They don't get it, man.
Because they sit there and try to say, well, we can like do a race and then like you know I don't know somebody like. Somebody would come up with the idea, but like, you donate $100,000 to somebody's charity or something like that. Like, you gotta easily come up with an idea like that.
I just think you get younger minds in there. Like, LeBron had Bronny in there helping design his shoes. Mm-hmm. And I said, that should look kind of tough, though. I said, now you said that, I could see how he had his little input, but that should do look like some kids to wear. I'm like, come on.
Because that's the demographic that you want buying shit?
Exactly. Why wouldn't you have input from that?
He's got his ear to the street. Shit. Bronny probably keeping Brian young.
That shit is about to be crazy. Because he's going to play with him. They're going to be in the league at the same time.
I don't think so. I think LeBron would be in the front office whenever Bronny comes in. I think he'll be in the front office.
Bronny only got 2 years to be eligible. Well, actually, after this year,
I don't see LeBron playing like 5 more years.
No, I see him playing 2 to 3 more years. 2 to 3 max.
I feel like depending on
he's not one of those guys who's going to play until he can't play no more.
I think depending on what happens this postseason, And maybe what could happen next postseason would depend on how long LeBron plays. If it's two shitbag seasons, he's going to try another team. That's a given. Like, if things fall apart with this, I think so. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Well, I think he would. Well, no. If he's got 2 years, then I think he'll retire a Laker then. Mm-hmm. I just don't see him playing 3-4 years. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like, Brian, like, chill out. Like,
especially in
you got West. Enough people saying you're the GOAT.
Especially in the West.
You got enough people saying you're the GOAT.
You think he's the GOAT?
No, I don't.
I don't know. I think he's a solid number two, in my opinion. Solid. It depends on what your criteria is. But I don't think that all-time scoring shit makes him the GOAT.
No, it doesn't.
Because Kareem had that record for how many years?
How many years?
And nobody was ever. Nobody ever. Him the GOAT.
That's why I sit there and I said, I would say this much, which hurts me to say, because I would still take him over, Bron. But I would say that I would let people have. He's better than Kobe. I'll let you have it.
I'll let him have that.
But he's not better than MJ.
He's a better all-around player
yes,
than Kobe.
Yes, that's what my thing is. That's exactly what I say.
Offensive end?
Yep.
I'm still taking Kobe.
Yes. Still.
And I might even still take Jordan on the defensive end.
No, I'm taking Jordan all the way when it comes to LeBron and Jordan. I mean, that's the thing where people always want to sit there and be like, who you taking? Who you taking? I'm taking Jordan. I didn't watch too much of Jordan this and Jordan, like, Jordan. Jordan. Michael Jordan.
Didn't play as long.
Michael Jordan. He would have.
He would have
the points. He would have already broke the record. Mm-hmm. And that record would be pretty fucked up if he'd have broke. He would have broke the record if he would have came in 18. If he didn't break his foot. If he didn't retire from the league. I ain't sitting there trying to say if, because, you know, if is a fifth, mm-hmm. we all get drunk. I know that. I'm just saying, just think, if LeBron got in at 18 and got to play like that, just think if Jordan would have came in at 18 years old and got to play like that. The NBA was not structured that way. Man, as much as when Bobby Knight said, this was the best player I've ever seen in my life. It's not structured that way to let him come in at 18 and play. Go to college, kid.
And on top of that, the B team that you was taking back then.
Yeah.
Like it's catered. That's why motherfuckers are scoring 50 like it's nothing. Mm-hmm. You can't touch nobody like you used to. Before, the motherfuckers get a forearm in the fucking chest. Now.
And then, got people sitting there saying, Gardner's was guarding Michael Jordan. Like, you can't even guard in today's basketball.
Even if it was a guard, somebody was unathletic. You know what they did?
Can't even guard them. Shit. Yeah, right. You can't even.
It don't matter. You don't gotta be athletic to do that shit. You can still hold a motherfucker.
Can't even guard.
You can't touch anybody at all right now.
So I mean, like
all these motherfuckers shooting all crazy deep threes and mm-hmm. niggas. No.
Yeah.
The motherfucker I give respect to when it comes to that shit is Reggie.
Yeah.
Because he was pulling that motherfucker while motherfuckers running at his legs and all that.
And still was only shooting like two threes a game. And that's why I try to tell people like when that. Like, with the whole greatest shooter thing, like, some J.J. Redick was sitting there trying to be all snooty and all that shit with Mad Dog on ESPN, and he was sitting there saying, because Mad Dog was saying that Larry Bird was one of the top 5 three-point shooters ever, and he gonna sit there and like, oh, no way, he's no way top 5 great shooter. Like, bro, Larry Bird is in the same sense, he's going to say, well, Larry Bird is one of the greatest shooters of all time, but he's not the top 5 greatest three-point shooters. Like, dog, just when you think of three-point shooting with a person who shot damn near 1.8 threes per game, I think he shot like 2.3 or something like that a game. When people can sit there and say he's the greatest shooter that they've ever seen and what he did in that three-point contest and what we've seen Larry Bird shoot, like, he would have definitely been a top 5 three-point shooter in this era, easily.
Like I said, they wasn't shooting the three as much back then.
Right.
Now.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Steve Nash was on an interview. He said, he was on a podcast. He was like, I look back at my career. He said, it's the one regret I don't have. He said, it's the one regret I have is that I wish that I would have shot more threes. He said, if I would have shot more threes, man, he was like, I'd probably be like, he said, it would be like Steph. Like, he said, I look back at my career, he said, I should have shot more threes. He said, but I was getting other people, if I was running offense, I was doing what that era required me to do.
Exactly. Like point guards back when Mark Jackson came in.
He said, I could have.
He would have played his. Mark Jackson would be able to play this, today's game. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? That style of point guard.
Yeah, they'd be, but Mark could shoot, though, and a lot of people didn't know that. Yeah, so Mark could have been like, exactly. Trick or treat.
Yep.
To be knocked out some threes because that's the thing that wasn't required. You know, him, Kenny Anderson, and those guys like that, Ross Strickland, like, but they could. They just was like, well, all right, we're going to do this. Like, Pat Riley came to Magic Johnson was like, man, I need you to score more. I need you to go wild, bro. I need this is the year, 84, I think it was. Like, I need you to get wild.
Mm-hmm. That's just different, bro.
Like, but now it's score. Could you imagine these greats back then playing in today's basketball? It would be amazing. It would be amazing. Crazy.
The way they can touch you and the way we might be getting touched.
Yeah. Dominique Wilkins, forget about it.
Oh, my goodness. Like, Shaq would eat the league up.
Yeah, man. Like, Orlando Shaq would be the best player in the NBA.
Oh, my goodness, dog. No question.
Orlando Shaq would be the best player in the NBA. Running the floor. He's going crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll show him how to shoot a fucking free throw. Like, it would be some things. They would get on him early. Like, look, touch. And this, like, this and that. Like, it's just the attention to detail of things are different now. Where back then it was like, well, you're a big guy. Just, you know?
Mm-hmm. Wait till motherfucking Victor get here.
Yeah.
See, I think it's either going to go one way or another with him. I feel like he got no choice. Either he's going to be a bust.
Yeah, that's it.
Or he's going to be, you know,
Lee.
I don't know, dog. This motherfucker got a lot of potential, though. Because nobody's ever seen anything like that before, so you don't know.
He's like a... And he's stringy, wiry. Like, he gonna be like...
It's like KD and Giannis together.
Nah, I would say a little Dirk. Like, he gonna be like a little Dirk. Like, he gonna have that touch. He gonna be able to... Can't block a fadeaway type guy. Like, he's gonna have skill to his game where he gonna be like, wow, like... He's not going to try to bull his way with that frame. Because that's what's going to get him hurt. If he plays like, kind of like you said, KD and a little mixture of Dirk, he'd be fine. Like, you just play your game. Just play your game. Don't have to worry about
so long,
being, trying to force your way to being like, because, you know, Anthony Davis.
I just don't know if it's like on the perimeter if league motherfuckers are going to let him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm thinking like the Jay Crowders of the world. Like when they look PJ Tuckers of the world, he ain't, I mean, he gonna have to either shoot. He gonna have to shoot the fuck over them niggas. They ain't want to put that bitch on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they gonna try to body.
Cause like KD's long and he can do his thing, but he's so, Victor's so long. That dribble's gonna be so wide. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
that's it's right. Like, that's true.
I want, cause like even look at like,
but he's got some small
pat. Look what Bobo's doing.
But he, yeah, but that's the thing. But Wim Bam, he got small inside dribbles too. He can pop up. Like, I just think with his game, like, his thing is gonna be running the floor, getting down there, getting down. And he's gonna get easy buckets.
Trailing three, man.
And then he's gonna get his joy and beat on the perimeter, on certain shit. I just don't think he's gonna play necessarily like KD. Like, he's not gonna be. Yeah, he's never gonna be an all-star. Like, he just gotta go. I just think with certain players, like, how are you durability-wise?
Yeah.
We've seen with Zion, damn it, he ain't passed the test. He's great. We love watching when he's able.
Jury's still on Zion, though.
Right. It's,
that's how Embiid was. It's
right,
for you,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's tough to figure out because 82 games, your body's, you know, he's a big guy, short body. 6'6", to be that big, you want to be 6'10", 6'11", to be that big. Then you know, but 6'6", you're carrying all that weight. You're trying to be...
super explosive. That's what
yeah, that's the thing. And it takes a lot. It's a lot of horsepower in that big body. But it's like supercharged. And that becomes a problem.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, they're like, damn it. Like, if he would just like, I mean, That's the type of thing where a person like that, genetically wise, maybe can't lose a certain type of weight. You know what I'm saying? That might just be him. So, I mean, that comes to a play. It's terrible all the way around. Because you're like, we know that he can't be explosive in that stuff at 280 some pounds. Nah. 270, not even 260. Like, bro, you better go try out for the damn NFL and use that explosiveness.
That motherfucker will be a hell of a DN.
Yeah. 6'6", 6'5", 6'6", 270, 280. They can move that quick.
That's why there ain't no more heavyweight champions.
Yeah, shit went down.
All the boxers are either playing football or playing basketball.
Facts.
Basketball. They don't want to fight no more.
Facts. Can you imagine LeBron? That's why people were sitting there saying that in the Twitter were crazy. Like, well, LeBron could beat Deontay Wilder. I get what you're saying, but no, he wouldn't. Mm-hmm. But if LeBron was boxing from the age 12,
hell yeah.
LeBron would be fucking. You imagine a 6'8" monster like that? Like, sickening. It would be sickening. It would be like,
dog.
Like, boxing would be on a high right now. Like, we got to see LeBron James fight tonight. He's fighting, and then, like, he's coming out there with that body style. That's the thing. His frame. That is, know, like, man, for a boxer, it's perfect. You know what perfect. What I mean, perfect.
Not that size. Nobody's ever seen that. That's fucking insane.
It'd have been like a modern-day George Foreman. Like, if Russell Westbrook would have played football, like, just imagine a 6'3" free safety or wide receiver with that type of athleticism and intensity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, imagine the positions he could have played, you know, if he would have played, like, shortstop, you know what I'm saying, or you know what I'm saying, left field or something like that. You think about those players that would have did that, you're like, wow. Like, it's kind of crazy. When you look at someone like Steven Adams, like him being like in the WWE, like, imagine Steven Adams, like, he'd be like fucking Undertaker. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he would have a long lasting career. It's just, they chose that sport of basketball. Mm-hmm. Basketball is that sport where you can show off so much ability. That with, I would say, I think soccer too. I think soccer is you know, to be able to dribble like it with your feet. And pass like that with your feet, like knowing you want to pass it there, you want to bounce past it there, you want to, you know, you want to through ball, you want to sit there and lob. You got to do it with your feet, you know. Then you got to hit the ball with your head and shit in certain a lot of instances. So I mean, like, it's a lot that goes in that. That's why I say with Kobe, Ocho Cinco, there's players that can cross over into that, like Steve Nash.
Yeah, he'd be nice to talk to. Right?
Yeah. Siakam, people like that, Embiid with volleyball, soccer. Who else was it? Somebody else. It was the shit in soccer. It was in NBA. Can't think of it. But Steve Nash is the person you think of first.
Man, Westbrook about to going out, man.
Hey, Westbrook going to the Clippers.
He is?
I think,
man. If he went to Miami.
I'm hearing Kevin Love might go to Miami.
They did Kevin. I don't think they did Kevin Love dirty, but hey.
They gonna retire his jersey. They let him get a max contract after LeBron left.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say they did him dirty.
They ain't doing dirty.
he did pretty good.
They didn't do him dirty. Cause he asked me, like, He really wasn't hitting shit.
Yeah, he had good numbers. He had some good numbers last season. He started out good this year.
He went through a shooting slump.
The team is young. They're good without him. They're good without him. They're like, bro, we don't need you. Like, it's not in a bad way. It's just like you can help out a contender team.
I think Wendy said they set him down for like 12 games and they went 9-3.
Yeah,
like, hey,
man, he's that guy.
Hey, man. Gotta do sometimes. They got a bunch of young horses right now.
Yeah, they do, man. Donovan Mitchell, you know, leading that freight, you know, Mobley and they got a couple other kids. Yeah, Garland.
Garland's
a baller.
He can go.
And I remember him coming out of college, a friend of mine was like, dog, he really is that deal.
I didn't see it in college as much. He was skilled as fuck. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. He was at Vanderbilt. But he kept getting hurt, though. He didn't really. He was almost like kind of how Kyrie was. He just got hurt so much. Mm-hmm. You didn't get a really chance to see him, but
he's special.
He's got a good one, man.
Like people like
a poor man's Kyrie.
People like the what is it like? People like the Kimbas. People like that. Yeah, like they're like, well, I'm done. We got this niggas like him and Sexton in the league. My days are numbered.
Yeah, Colin Sexton.
Yeah. You know, like, you know, Derrick Rose, you know, he's, you know, hanging around in New York. Got these old guards and now they started to get weeded out. You know, if you're not Chris Paul, then you're out of there.
Yeah, you gotta be a point guard, shoot from the perimeter, run a team.
Because these Shays, these Jaws, DeJounte's and Trey Young's and
these niggas, man.
Yeah, like it's cool. What's his name? Jordan Clarkson. Like these guards are crazy.
They're cooking over there.
Because you can't guard them you can't guard them like it was back then. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And plus people don't want to guard like that anyway. People, you know what I'm saying, the people that do, they stand out. They're like, oh yeah, he's a good one ball defender. Like
Pat Bev, he might be out of the league next year.
Yeah, he did all for the Lakers, man. Yeah, like, that putback dunk was about the extent of good he did in a Laker uniform. Other than that, that guy has been... Yeah. It's just been bad. Like, yeah,
it wasn't a good fit.
Yeah.
I didn't know how they was going to make it work with him and Russ on the same team anyway. Y'all do the same shit. If Russ is a little more athletic.
Yeah.
And y'all both can't shoot.
Sickening.
Russ is a better rebound, of course, but it's just like, and for real, Russ might be out of the league. Somebody's going to sign him because he's Russ, and he got a great-ass agent, so he's going to get picked up, but it's like, who?
Like I said, the Clippers, the only reason why, because of Paul George, and you know, they need somebody like that could, it would be fitting, but I think the reason why John Wall didn't work out there, I think because they feel like, I don't know why did John Wall didn't work out there. Especially if you want to get a Russell Westbrook. It's like, he was a better floor general, I think, than Russ. But I guess, like, with John Wall, maybe he's not the same. You know what I'm saying?
He ain't had no really good game. He had a couple good games. I think he had 21 games. But he ain't really have a great year, though. Yeah. They let his ass go quick, too.
It was like Reggie Jackson. Reggie Jackson was more of a hot commodity than John Wall. Like, yeah. God damn, man, this is crazy. Yeah, because he's got to show it in the playoffs more recently.
Yeah. That's crazy, though. Yeah, I ain't think motherfucker Wall was going to be that bad, though. He got them people for their money.
They should let Russ go to Philly. Russ going to Philly. Join that mess with Nyan B, be like, hell no.
He got his 47, though. I know that.
He got his 47. Jesus. He was playing. Every bit of that.
He was playing. They gonna buy him out. He gonna buy him out.
Every bit of it.
Yeah, he got all that.
That fucking, what's his name, Darren Fox and them, the Kings, they hanging in there. They're like number 3 in the West.
Yeah, they looking high.
They're not gonna hang going.
I don't think so. It's nice that they're.
Oh my yeah, gosh. Bro, Trey Murphy. And people was like, he's 6'9", like, but that's tough to do. They had Alvarado coming to steal the ball from him and do it off the backboard.
Oh, I like how they did that. Hey, that's tough.
That was tough, man.
That's a nice dunk.
What pissed me off is people were sitting there and didn't want Karl Malone out there. They didn't want Karl Malone to judge. Like, it's Utah. And they had people sitting there emailing the NBA talking about, I can't believe you letting Karl Malone out there because But my thing is, like, Elvis did the same shit, and Elvis got a movie, and y'all still love Elvis, so shut the fuck up.
All right, no bullshit.
Like,
Man, that's tough though, right there.
It was kind of. He didn't put it. Because Jericho still was a hell of an athlete. He's like,
look where he's at.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, if he would have got both arms in simultaneously, I think it would have been a better dunk. If he would have got that in simultaneously, like, that would have been fire. It just didn't work out that way. Mm-hmm. Lisa Leslie was being a harsh judge out there too. Kenyon Martin. Kenyon Martin Jr. Greek was out there tripping Shaq. The stars came out in Utah, man. They should have let Draymond commentating was dope. They should have let Draymond and Wade out there. That would have been funny. Kenny Smith was hating. Like, he was being like one of the old like haters. Like, he was wild. He was sitting there going, y'all got Jamal Crawford a judge. He out there thinking about crossing over somebody. He ain't no dunker. They was like, what is wrong with you, dog? They was like, what is going on with Kenny? Bro, I'm telling you, Mack McClung. He said, I'm in here. Mm-hmm.
Mac.
And he kissed it off the rim. And Kenny was like,
what?
Yeah, bro, watch. Dude.
Oh, shit, I didn't even see that.
Mac McClung is for real.
Oh, no, that's different. Oh, yeah, that's tough, man.
From the same hood Allen Iverson went.
Mm-hmm.
And he broke his record and J.J. record.
Scoring records.
Yeah.
For school, for the state of West Virginia. I mean, state of Virginia.
Yep. And that is a...
I saw J.J. Redford.
That's a 3D printed ball.
I saw J.J. Redford play AAU.
3D printed ball.
This nigga was taking one step over half court, letting that bitch go.
Yep.
Literally, like... He was like 4 or 5 years older than us, so I was like 6th or 7th grade watching this nigga.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, who the goddamn Marsh? But that nigga had, like, this nigga got the cheese. I ain't never seen that. He was Curry before I knew anybody. And I'm like, J.J. was that nigga doing that shit in high school. That's tough. You got bounce too.
Yeah, 3D printed ball. That's what was like crazy about the shooters. The shooters that come into the NBA, the cockiness and or their high school style, like shooting half court three. Like, I've seen so many like clips were in person, you know what I'm saying? But like people that are shooters that go to the college that are shooters or go to the NBA. The high school is their playground. Like you said, as soon as they cross half court, talking shit at top of the key.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of that shit. Yeah, that was sick.
That was different.
It was all in one. It was like a variation of what Aaron Gordon did.
That's tough, son.
Aaron Gordon did some shit like that. Mm-hmm. This one was stupid. I didn't like his dunk at all. Jericho Sims, for the athleticism that he has... I see why LeBron was scared to get in it. Because LeBron in his high school dunker, he didn't do super great stuff, but they knew he knew he was going to win. He's not super creative, but he's super athletic. And I look at Jericho Sims that way. It's like, all you want to do is put your arm in the rim? Like, come on, man.
That was kind of weak.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if all you want to do is put your arm in the rim. That's pretty much what you want to do. Dame won a 3-point contest.
I saw that.
Yeah. It was him.
So
it was,
after this.
Him and who was in the final? It was him and Halliburton.
Mm-hmm. The rookie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he ain't a rookie. No, he ain't a rookie. Yeah, he's about 3 years.
Halliburton. Who am I thinking of somebody else? I'm thinking about the kid at Sacramento.
Dave Gomez? No, you're talking about Keegan Murray.
I'm talking about Murray. Mm-hmm.
Keegan Murray, nice.
He can hoop.
He's averaging 15.
Wow, for real?
For rookie.
That's tough.
He's doing good.
That's good.
He grabbed on the net to pull himself over. But yeah, he's doing hanging in there like with Harrison Barnes. That's why they're good. Like, they got three guys that's averaging over 10. Mm-hmm. And then you got Sabonis getting 18 and 12.
Darian Fox on this thing.
Who?
Damn.
Bro, that was the one. That was the one. Dog, that was the one. Let me back that one up for you. That was the one.
With the two?
Yeah. Mac McClung. He should have stayed a Laker. We're
going to try to get him back. Why?
Man,
what
I can't.
Like, what the fuck?
Look at Jonathan Majors. Colin Sexton.
It's going to look so much better than slowdown.
He got the whole grill. Man, that's ridiculous, man. How can you do that? That's crazy.
The body control.
Like, I'm going this way. And then he flushed. It wasn't no pussy-ass dunk.
He finished that joint.
And Lisa Leslie.
Because you ain't never dunked before. Actually, you had that drink was weak. Yeah. He's 6'6".
Look at this, though.
God damn.
Yeah, ball never touched the floor.
Woo.
Ball never touched the floor, bro. That's tough. Ball never touched the floor.
Oh, my goodness. He was looking down the fucking rim, too. That's tough.
That was tough. I think I got 48.
He worked on his shit.
Look at Lisa Leslie, 49.
Karl Malone, 46. What the fuck?
Everybody was like, what's up with Carl?
Woo!
Yeah.
He held that motherfucker.
Yeah, double clutched
it. Oh, yeah. That's, he looked like, what the fuck could he just do?
He's like, how can I top that? Like, how can I top that?
Yo,
like,
that's
he was
sick.
Like, he was in an anime. Like, he was like one of them anime, like,
hey,
you know,
that's
say,
sick.
Like, stick in the air, like, ch-ch-ch.
Nah, Mac. He different.
Different.
He different.
But watch this.
That was sick, man.
Check this out, though. Like I said, Trey Murphy, nice. That's just not enough, though. It's just not enough.
That was nice, though.
Because you going away from the rim. You did the Vince Carter.
That's not
it had a
like
Vince.
That.
It had a nice Vince Carter twist to it.
It was nice.
It was nice.
I give him 49 for that one.
Yeah, it brought back the Vince Carter because a lot of people have tried it. It's never been as flush as that.
Who are we about to pay homage to?
No, this is high school joint.
Oh, it's high school?
Yeah,
okay.
Gay City.
He doing it for Gay City. That's how he got. That's how he got known.
Yep.
Ball is life.
Yep.
Overtime.
Showing the handle. Look, they was like, he's showing the handle? Casual? Mac. He stole the night, man.
Hey, bro.
He stole the night.
Hey, bro. Even DeMar's like,
yeah, it's over.
Gate City, baby. Hey, yo. Dog, nah, that's different, bro. That's different. Nah, bro. That is different. You see Gypsy over there.
I almost choked.
What the fuck did he just do? Hey, yo.
Bro. Watching it live and see it like getting
oh
man.
My God. And that was first try?
First try. Bro, he did everything. He didn't miss a dunk.
Oh,
that's why I was like,
yeah,
that's why I didn't like.
He brought the dunk.
That's why
back.
I did not like Lisa Leslie giving him a 49 on that shit because,
he
like, he did on the
back.
First try and
Trey
it was
Miles
tough as hell.
Nah.
Him and Trey Murphy did not miss a dunk. Trey Murphy didn't go a second time. Him and Trey Murphy went. hard that whole dunk contest, did not miss. Only people that had to do their shit over was Kenyon Martin and
what that means for Mac.
Yeah.
Like, what this means for Mac is he's going to have a contract next year no matter what.
No matter what.
Because he's going to be slam dunk contest champion.
Yep.
So no matter what, he's going to have a contract. Now, if I'm him, this is a wash year for me. This whole year, because I know I got a next year coming up.
I'm on Philly.
Working on my game.
Yep. Oh, and Philly get rid of me?
I'm working. No, he's going to probably. Who knows?
Philly might who keep knows? Him.
But either way, I'm working on my game all year. Working on my handle, working on my pad, working on my outside shot. Working on my pick and roll passes. Working on my screen ball, left hand, right hand passes. All I'm doing is working on that.
I'm
kind
getting
of
in
shit,
that film room. I'm getting in that film room. I'm watching how things. Because that's the thing about NBA basketball. It's like, that's why you see some people scoring 40, 50 points. Two, is that you got some people that's watching certain shit and watching teams. Of, especially in the regular season when you got games where you're like, man, this team ain't even doing this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can exploit that. Get to this spot and work on that shot. And work on getting to this area. Working on getting to the line. So, I mean, like, he's got to put that all in together. I think Mac McClung could be a good basketball player. He can put the ball in the basket. I mean, he's not doing bad in the G League.
Right. He can shoot. He can handle the rock. He's explosive. He got to be a great defender.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he got to show something. He got to play passing lanes, you know, get steals. You know what I'm saying?
Outside, you know, defender.
Be like De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, man, he got too much talent, too much ability not to be in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be.
He's got the goods. He's definitely got the goods. Cole Anthony is playing.
Yeah.
Cole Anthony, but Cole Anthony has things that you know that are better than Mac McClung.
He handles the rock.
He can be. He can run a team. He's gonna have to do those things. He's going to get better at those things.
All it is, you know what I mean? Like you said, he ain't far off. He's close. That's tough. That was a good dunk contest.
Yeah.
I'm glad. I'm mad I missed that shit. God damn it.
Yeah. He's definitely.
Like I was just so disappointed last year. You know, now I didn't have the baptism stuff going on too. But either way, I wasn't even thinking about this joint. I thought it was next week.
Yeah.
I wasn't even. And it was in Utah.
You
know, nobody was even pumping that joint.
Utah dunk contest.
Shout out Utah.
And who was the skills challenge again? Alvarado. Yeah. Alvarado. In the celebrity game. The celebrity game, like I said, DK Metcalf was doing some shit. I ain't really hear too much from the celebrity game. I guess it was kind of weak. It wasn't popping like that. It was not popping like that. I didn't hear nothing from the rookie sophomore game. And I don't even know if they did it.
Alvarado.
He won the skills competition.
I thought he won the Rising Star during too.
Okay. Oh, Rising Star sure did. Sure did. That's my okay. I'm wild.
So who won the skills championship now?
Now I need to figure that out. Because that's where I thought that was when I seen that. Because I didn't see that.
They said he called game.
Added the daddy daughter prime.
They said he called game.
Bet.
Alvarez said he called game and got the joint one.
Got you. Alvarado, man. He's a good player.
That's crazy. I didn't even watch it, but I still know everything that happened.
Good point.
I didn't know.
Thanks for the notification. Because I seen the notification. When I seen Rising Stars,
yeah.
I thought that was like that little shit where they go through, pass the ball through the hole and all that stuff like that. That I think that's called something different.
Yeah. Who told me? Somebody told me the baptism. He called game, man. Mm-hmm. I was like, what? Alvarez called game?
Game.
I was like, get out of
here. Alvarez was up there. See, anybody, listen, me and my good friend, Markel, man, he sit there and was saying, we was in there laughing. Whenever you sit there and watch somebody that goes up to that Chris Brinkley shit up there in New York, what's that shit called? Black Ops.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know what I'm saying? You can see the change in their game a little bit.
Yeah.
He was up there. He was up in Black Ops doing those videos all summer. Yeah, I said, look at Alvarado. He stole a ball from somebody in one of those pickup games.
Mitchell just did to somebody last
year. Oh, dog. This is the top plays of the game. Donovan Mitchell, Donovan Mitchell.
I didn't see that play all
scored
season.
70. He scored 71 this season, man. This is a big year for him.
Oh, my goodness.
Because he's shutting up a lot of people.
Nah, Donovan Mitchell doing his thing, man. Did you hear about that kid in West Virginia that hit 23s?
Mm-mm.
Bro, he just set the he third all time in the country.
What?
In high school history. What's 20 it? Made threes.
20 threes?
Out of South Harrison.
South Harrison. Who's the kid? I gotta get his name.
I didn't even dude, he's a senior.
And I gotta get his name.
The kid that the best player on the team, his name's Corey Bolton. He's nice. Mm-hmm. He got a bunch of D2 offers around the state. He's borderline, you know, low level D1 kid, but he's got a bunch of D2 offers gonna fill it up.
23s?
His teammate hit 23s.
23s?
The record in West Virginia was 12.
He hit 23s?
20. I think he might have hit 13 like at the start of the
I bet Jay Coach was probably was like, damn, man, just keep shooting.
They played Clay County. Clay County High School. That's what they played.
He hit 23s.
Any more bruising?
Yeah. He hit 23s?
20, bro. 20!
I don't even think... Has a player in the NBA hit 23s in a high school game?
I mean,
I wonder if any player. I've heard of DeJuan Wagner. I've heard of DeJuan Wagner score 100 points in a high school game.
I don't know if he has 23s that game though.
That's 23. He scored 64 points.
64 points at 23s.
What's his name? It's the national record? Yeah. Holy shit.
Third all-time national record. First all-time for Washington.
We got comments coming in right here. Sam Jones, good basketball. This guy knows. He knows his high school West Virginia basketball.
Third
he knows.
All-time. I don't know. I mean, I know it's the national record for West Virginia. I mean, I know it's the state record for West Virginia. They said it's third all-time national. I want to know who made more threes than 20 in a game.
Right.
In high school history. That is ridiculous. Hold on, let me tell you his name.
That's ridiculous. 23.
Ridiculous. This was last week. I was like, get out of here.
Yeah, I gotta get a name. Cause like, I remember Noah Fisher was somebody that could fill it up, and I don't think he hit.
Austin Peck. They beat them. Oh my goodness, 111-29. I don't know who's playing in Clay County.
That's crazy.
I mean, at least y'all gonna be remembered for something.
But he can shoot. That's a he's like Duncan Robinson.
20 tray balls. 64 points, 23s.
That's wild.
20 for 28.
20 for...
he would get them things up. Drained 23 in one game. That is ridiculous.
That's wild. South Harrison.
Mm-hmm. That's right outside of like Clarksburg.
And he shoot deep.
Yeah, it wasn't like none of everything.
Oh my god.
It wasn't like they was on the line.
He's shooting like he from French Lick, man. Swack. Wrist is steel.
Yeah, 7 in the first half.
Wow.
Then he finished with 13.
Wow.
So he finished with 13 and ended 3.
He state record in the third quarter alone. Oh my God.
He ain't like he's shooting on the line.
From the parking lot.
That's what I said. He ain't shooting on the line, bro.
2000 Booker T. Washington. That was the last person. He hit 20 of them. And he was shooting, he was shooting cocky ones.
If he don't get some freaking offers after that one.
He said they play 2-3 all night long. That is crazy. Why did I step up on him,
man? Somebody better step up and do something, bro. He got me. But you see where he was shooting from? It's like, just face guard him the rest of the game. Once he got to the record, you ain't going to embarrass me.
Wow.
You know what I mean? You ain't going to embarrass me. It's going to be... We're going to be running double teams at you. Somebody else is going to score now. Because I don't care if anybody will score. You ain't shooting threes. 111-29 is the final score of that game.
Jesus. He
had 64 of them points.
Jesus.
Nah, screw that.
Wow.
That's crazy, though.
That's wild. 23s, man.
Mm-hmm.
And that man was, like I said, yeah, you gotta play man at some point. There's a third quarter adjustment you make where you like
you can't let
somebody just, because that made me think did y'all talk before the game like, hey, let him cook.
If I'm the opposite coach, and once I find out that he broke that record for the state, all right, cool. All right, face guard him the rest of the game.
Right.
Like, literally face guard him the rest of the game. We playing boxing one on him the rest of the game.
What are we doing?
What are we doing? Yeah, like come on, man.
That's ridiculous.
But
they let him shoot 23.
And then, like, the only thing that's gonna hurt the kid is when they do see the film of that game. And
yeah.
You say the coaches are gonna be like, oh, well, damn, look, he ain't even, you know, got no defense on
him. The national record is 24.
Okay, see, yeah, so he is third. I know he's third, but I just didn't know who had more. 24 is a lot.
Yeah. God, damn. Who hit 24?
Who hit
24? I think that was who that was at the end of the video that showed. I know the 28 three-pointer.
That's fucking insane.
Nah, because I remember Gilbert shot like, he shot like, I mean, he's shooting that damn game, man, against Cap. I remember when I went to one game, I remember Gilmer, he shot like, it had been about 24 attempts. I think he about shot like 20. I think he shot like 24 threes.
28 threes is a lot of fucking threes. But I think once you start getting it going, you know, your teammates rooting for
you. He didn't make 24. I think he shot.
Look who they playing, though. The team only scored 29 points. You know what I'm saying? That's how he got up 28, because the team was some shit for real.
Yeah, and then we just play zone because we don't want to. We don't want to play man.
Is that good for West Virginia basketball or bad for West Virginia basketball?
There's other high schools out there probably doing that in other places. I mean, there's no way that this. I mean, this just happens to where
it was a spot shooting.
None of it. Not one dribble. It seemed like a couple threes, maybe. Nah, it seemed like passed him the ball, in the parking lot, and he shot it.
It wasn't like he was on the line. He was shooting that bitch from like 25, 26 feet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I bet his teammates probably was like, up, he won one today. Because, it wasn't like he was, his release is super quick either.
Yeah,
was like spot. Set up. We're gonna let you shoot.
But he can clearly he can shoot the drum down.
Yeah, I ain't trying to back down the kid.
Just being able to make 23s and 20 out of 28 in a high school game. Period.
That is ridiculous.
That's still a lot of threes. That's crazy,
man. 23.
If I'm coaching that up team, I'm not letting that happen.
Yeah, no man, pride. No happening. Pride, like Sam Jones said, man.
That's not happening.
No pride at all.
No.
Hey, we. Hey, we let them rock today, man. His dad, let me get a lawnmower.
You still gotta hit the shots though, like you said, like.
His dad, let me borrow his lawnmower.
You still gotta hit them damn shots. Hey, like, that's what I said. That's why I said even just
let that kid shoot.
You got kids that can't go 28 from 2-point line.
Yeah, he still gotta hit the shots. Hey, that's why I said I ain't ragging on him. Cause they still gotta hit him. That's why I was like, whenever LaMelo Ball started that game off with hitting that half court shot, and I said he hit it. He knocked it down.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
They gonna sit there and get in a 2-3 zone all game. I'm shooting, shit.
That's what I'm saying.
What the fuck?
You gotta go.
Especially
like
if you are the shooter. Like
you,
I'm
you
gonna
go
I'm,
like that.
Right. Okay, I'm gonna shoot. What do you thought?
Like, I mean, this gym, this is my home gym.
Right.
What are you talking about?
Like, thank you. Like, I come back again and we can do this as a shooter myself. I'm going to sit in this zone and let me, yeah, like, Scott, exactly. Like, you're going to feel like I'm in a gym by myself practicing. Like I'm shooting practice. Like,
drills.
It's just people watching. Got a few people watching. That's
cone
all.
Drills. It's cone drills.
Right.
That's crazy, man.
Zach Austin Peck. I don't remember the name.
Man, he gonna be. A, he gonna, they gonna make it to states this year. Yeah.
They gonna be some. And he gonna have a lot of hype. When we get in that Civic Center, I gotta see that kid.
See, it's different when you play down there though, because that backdrop of them rims, kids ain't used to playing on rims like
right.
That. You know what I mean? And that shit makes a hell of a difference. Like, you can tell the kids who've been playing like AAU and ain't scared of that mm-hmm. shit. They've been playing on them circuits and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But some of these kids, it's their first time even being on that kind of stage.
That is facts.
That shit's different.
You get to shooting that Civic Center, 23's my ass. Like, where is that? Where did 23's go? So we, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wonder if he can do that in the Civic Center. Man. He'd probably go in that Civic Center and light it up and be like, what?
You never know, man. West Virginia basketball, man. It's we gotta get it better. That's what my job is. You know,
I one thing I can say about West Virginia basketball is that I'm seeing a lot more above the rim athletes. And I like that. Yeah. Yeah, like, there's some kids that are getting above the rim. I said, damn, that's some springy kids, you know, coming up. About
more so the style of play.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, me and Dex, I had Dex, you know, my partner with the AU shit.
Yeah.
I had him come down to the state tournament with me last year. And this was his first time down here. And we're in the state tournament, you know. And we're watching these teams play, you know. And Dex is like, hold up, this is it?
Mm-hmm.
He said, ain't nobody pressing. I'm like, full court press, nobody's pressing. The only team that pressed full court was Morgantown High School. And they pressed full court all game. They got a D1 point guard. He got like 5-6 offers over. They play my AAU team. They press all game. But as far as this, like as a whole, like he said, they're playing 2-3 zone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there like, bro, like this can't be the style of play. That's why you don't see no big time coaches and stuff like that in this train. You know what I mean? I'm like, man, this is crazy, but this is what they coming to see though. You know what I mean?
And Coach Clark at Capitol, I'm like, he was a person that would play man, play man all game long. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, we're not playing no 2-3 zone bullshit. He, you know, tryouts was him trying to see if you could play four court man all game. Right. Right. That was his extent of his tryouts. So, I mean, like, he was going to make sure that we're going to be playing man, we're going to, press. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I played middle school ball, I had a coach that, we going to man, we press. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was hardly any 2-3 zone. Mm-hmm. There was always schools outside of West Virginia, you know what I'm saying? Like in Clay. Like you play Cedar Grove, McKinley, there's places like that where you're going to see a lot of zone and things like that. When you move up to high school, it's a vary, but I would say that a lot of coaches in high school, me growing up, I would say from like sophomore year to senior year,
mm-hmm.
evolved in how basketball was played. And I felt like this couple schools in Charleston, Capitol, and I could probably throw South Charleston there, that kind of kept the same kind of style.
Mm-hmm.
Charleston
was pressing.
I ain't talking about it. I'm just talking about overall, like in the new, you know what I'm saying, as basketball evolved. I would say that, absolutely right, South Charleston and Capitol was one of those teams that was like, we're in your face.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what made them excel to get to the state tournament and make it to championships and things. But when you are playing teams that might sit there and like use the no shot clock thing and hold the ball and pass mm-hmm. and get back door back, they're running, they're evolving. You know what I'm saying? Because you want to play man? You want to be up in their face? We got something for that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, man. But like you said, like a lot of kids out here, as a whole, like you said, they're not used to ball pressure in their mm-hmm. face all day and all that kind of stuff. And like you said, you got to be able to play with pressure and put pressure on the other people. You know what I mean?
That's just, right. And there's a person that played for Capitol High School. Defense took me to 3 state tournaments. Damn sure wasn't offense. So that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm meaning. Like, I remember South Charleston played Beckley in the state championship. I mean, I'll never forget watching that game on TV.
That was probably a good game.
They hit. They held the ball.
Oh, Beckley held the ball?
They held it.
Oh, come on,
dog. They got a lead. They felt comfortable. South Charleston couldn't do nothing.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that shit happened to me when I was on.
That was when Aaron Dobson was on that team. That team was loaded. They were going to be in your face. But Beckley knew how to handle it. So I mean, like, I watched that whole game. Was just like, damn, man, like, can't do nothing.
And that's not teaching kids nothing, man. Mm-hmm. Not teaching kids how to compete.
Nope.
Not teaching kids how to do nothing, man. And like I said, that's why, like, if you ever came and watched, matter of fact, my team actually is going to play this year down here in Huntington. Come and watch us when we play in Huntington and just watch the style of play that these kids are playing with. I mean, I got 3 kids from Charleston, mm-hmm. and a couple kids from Morgantown. You know, I got kids from all over the damn state, Pittsburgh and everything else. But I'm just like, you have to play with a different style. Coaches don't want to see that shit when you just back. They want to see you playing man-to-man. Do you know how to read? Can you call out defenses? Can you call, hey, back door, I'm in help. They want to see that shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Can you communicate on the court?
Right.
Talking is a big part of it. 2-3, you don't really got to talk that much.
Yeah, I remember that name Tunstall. That Tunstall kid was nice. Like I said, Beckley was real good that year. And they just knew, like, we're going to get in this tournament and we're going to win it. I was like, man, I thought South Charleston was going to win that all. Capital had a good chance. But I was like, with the athletes that South Charleston had, I was like, they might win it all. But that was something, man. That was probably, like, the best year of high school basketball I think I really, like, paid attention to, especially when it came to the tournament. That was part of the year to where I was, like, locked in. And that was fun to watch.
Yeah. That's tough.
Cap could have won those teams that could have won it that year too.
Who won it this year? I think
they beat the 3 seed, the 2 seed, and the 1 to win it all. That's wild. 2009. Sure, that was the year my daughter was born. I remember. I paid attention to high school ball that year. That was that year. I literally did, man. I went to some games. Went to the tournament. Like, I watched the state championship.